This is program number LW2103. Ever wondered where the Nobel Peace Prize came from? Well, it came as the result of one man who one day was able to see himself as others saw him and was shocked. Hi, this is Larry West. Alfred Nobel was born in Sweden in 1833. He became a chemist and an inventor. In 1863, he patented a mixture of gunpowder and nitroglycerin. But his big invention came in 1866 when he created dynamite. And he became known around the world as the inventor of this new explosive mixture. Well, late in his life, he received the shock of his life. He picked up the newspaper one morning and he saw on the front page the headline that read, "Alfred Nobel Dead." The subheadline read, "Dynamite King Dies." Well, here he was reading his own obituary, and the article called Nobel, "The Merchant of Death and the Inventor of Destruction." Nobel was appalled as he read a description of the impressions he had left behind. What had happened was an overzealous reporter in France, trying to beat his fellow reporters to the punch, had come upon the news of the death of another man by the name of Alfred Nobel, and thinking it was the famous Nobel, flashed it across the wires. But Alfred Nobel, the inventor, was thoroughly shaken as he read there in the newspaper what he was leaving behind. He was seeing himself as others saw him. For the first time, he realized that he'd be remembered only as a man who invented destruction, one who spread death everywhere. And as a result of his reading his own epitaph, he was motivated to change his life. From that moment on, he was a different man. He was determined to be known as a man who stood up for peace. He dedicated his great fortune to peace among nations as he founded, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize. Among the winners have been the Red Cross, Dag Hammarskjöld, Martin Luther King, Henry Kissinger, and Dr. Albert Schweitzer. You know, I think Nobel was a lucky man. What he saw that day that changed his life was rare. I mean, it's not all of us who are able to get such a dramatic look at ourselves, to see ourselves as others do. Remember Ebenezer Scrooge? He's that sourpuss in the Christmas story who hated Christmas, but the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas future were able to show Ebenezer Scrooge himself, how others saw him. And he didn't like what he saw. And as a result, he became a changed man. Seeing ourselves as others see us, it could do us all some good. If we could all do it, I'd venture to say that there would be a lot of changing going on, right? Let me ask you, how do you think others see you? As a good friend? One they can depend upon? One who knows that once you give your word, you'll stand by it or die? Do you think that they see you a trustworthy person? How do you think that husband of yours, or that wife of yours, as the case may be, looks at you? As a best friend? You know, that is what husbands and wives ought to be to each other. Best friends. How do you think your friends look at you? As a tightwad? As a selfish, egotistical fellow who, trying to fool others, is fooling only himself? Or if you're a girl, how do you think the fellows look at you? As one who demands respect? Or simply as an easy make? Or if you're a guy, how do you think your friends look at you? As a cool, easygoing fellow? Or as a lazy, undependable slough? You know, these questions could kill you. But if we could just see ourselves, you know, as others see us, I'm convinced we'd all make some changes, some necessary changes. Changes for the good. Don't you think so? Let me ask you this. How do you think God sees you? He's the one who really counts. When he focuses in on you, what do you suppose he sees? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What Do You See? It's yours for the asking. I think it will help. It's called What Do You See? It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.